Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, you know, there's nothing like starting the good old show with a good old-fashioned Donnybrook. I've got the blood flowing.
I've got the
blood in my cheeks, and I'm not talking about my face.
You know what, Mike? It wasn't just the way to start the show. It was the way to start the year.
Yes, why not? Happy 2014. We tried yesterday, had some technical issues, had to iron those out, but we are back. And let me say on behalf of the entire TMOS crew, happy, happy New Year, everyone. We're going to tell you all about our New Year's. We're going to tell you all about the goings-on with Christmas, including my Christmas Eve hatred miracle that just made for, I believe, a 4 a.m. Sleep time for me. But all that's coming up on the fabulous show today. We are very, very excited to bring you the show. And, of course, because we didn't get to them yesterday, we have to get to them today. We started yesterday, but it just didn't work out.
Right.
It is time tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure.
Oh, boy.
Happy Friday, everybody, with our birthdays. Yes, we haven't forgotten you, ladies and gentlemen. We know that you still have birthdays even when we're not in the studio.
Nah. Isn't it suck for the people that have the holiday birthdays?
Yeah, it sure does,
My
Rob.
Christmas wish.
it didn't come true. What was your Christmas wish?
I know, I hate the birthdays.
Oh, he loves them. You and Adam Sternberg.
What's weird is, like, if we're doing the show in the studio and I'm across the way from him, I don't pay attention to him, but now when he's on camera, I stare at him. So when we're reading the birthdays and I can see the palpable look of disinterest,
yes,
I identify that.
No, I love
Oscar.
People. I just think as adults, birthdays, you know.
You're a people person. I'm just glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
Let's start, shall we?
Be good, boys.
Happy New Year.
Be New Year.
Thank you, Rob. And there's no better way to start a new year than with a list of these birthdays.
Of course.
Super supporter Chris Macbeth turned 43 on New Year's Day. He's such a fan of Mr. O'Mara. All he wants for his birthday is for Mike to tell him to S-A-D. How quaint. But Rob put the suck word in there, and that kind of confused me.
Well, I
thought, sounding like Bing Crosby here.
Don't read ahead. He actually said he wanted you to say suck A and then the word, so I just throttled it back a little bit.
Well, I'll say S-A-D. We can't say those dirty words, Chris Macbeth, but happy birthday. How quaint. Longtime fan Wendy Mason just turned 35 and is curious to know how Harry Potter celebrated his holidays.
Hi, Harry.
Well, what I did was I rented my normal cabin in Aspen. Is Harry Potter dead? Harry Morgan is dead,
Harry
right?
Morgan has passed.
Yeah, he's dead.
And he was a wife beater.
Man,
got in a fight with his wife,
he got in
remember?
A fight with his wife. He was not a wife
allegedly.
Beater.
Allegedly.
Well, he beat her.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
He didn't come in second.
I'm home, you biatch. I'm going to push you down the stairs.
Don't do it, Harry.
Watch out.
Oh,
hey,
Harry.
Harry's home. Stand over here, Mildred. There you go. There, you little bitch.
Mildred was his wife in MASH,
right? Harsh.
I have no idea. But anyway, that's what he wanted me to do. And I did it. How about that? Heather Albertstad Roberts, one of the three name people. We did a great bit on this yesterday.
Yes.
We were talking about why she kept the name Albertstadt.
Yeah, when you could trade up to the name Roberts and be done with it. Why is you keeping the name Albertstadt?
Hello, Heather. Is the name Albertstadt a tribute to your Germanic heritage? Is that why you have chosen to keep the name?
Maybe so.
Why did you keep the middle name?
Maybe she couldn't change it in her papers.
She wants to wish us a happy new year and wish a happy birthday to her husband, Dale Roberts.
Dale Roberts.
Hello, my name is Dale Roberts. It sounds like he's got the pole position, doesn't it?
Either that, hey. Couldn't he be a Chief Justice? Chief
my
Justice
name is Dale
Roberts.
I'm Dale Roberts. I'm driving the number 43 car. I'm driving the Yoo-Hoo. I got the Yoo-Hoo car. Last year I had the mellow yellow car. She loves us all very much, and we do her. A request from Eric Ward. Many years ago, his friend, Jakob Lehe, introduced...
I think it's Jacob.
J-A-C-O-B, and I use the traditional pronunciation.
Okay.
Jacob Lehe, or Jacob Lehe, introduced him to our show. Well, Jacob, got married to Laura last week and would love marital congrats from Bing Crosby. Well, let me just say on behalf of everybody, Mazel Tov, Jacob. Mazel Tov to Jacob and Laura Lehe.
You know what
the whole Lehe's family.
You know what I found out, Bing?
Yeah, what's that?
Doing a little research, and the reason you did Minute Maid orange juice commercials.
Yeah, why is that?
Because you owned part of the company.
Sure did. Not going to waste my time, my Bing Crosby time. Play my commercial, Robbie.
You want to hear it? Yeah.
Bing Crosby loves Minute Maid.
Here's wonderful news for you and me. That Minute Maid gives more vitamin C.
All those vitamins and minerals. Yeah. That's for me, boy. Yeah, remember, Minute Maid orange juice. Is better for your health.
I have a question for you, Bing.
Way to phone it in, Bing.
Hey, Bing, are you still there?
Yeah, right here. Hey, no matter what you drink, you like to put vodka in mine. Yes, sirree, Minute Maid orange juice. That's for me, boy.
Was it hard to make the movie White Christmas with Danny Kaye grabbing your ass all the time?
Oh, boy, that boy. I tell you, he couldn't keep his hands off me. I said, my God, who's a tougher guy, Bing Crosby or Rosemary Clooney?
Do you want to hear one more voiceover that Bing did?
Oh, why not, Rob? You're into it.
Here's another one of you phoning it in, Bing.
Well, it's another day. Hey, save some for Dad now. Minute Maid, the best there is.
Yeah, really great.
Yeah, Minute Maid, the best there is. Save some for Dad now.
I'm lazy.
I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you with a big old 9-iron.
Tell you
I
what,
got in my golf bag.
Why don't you send Nathaniel out to cut a switch?
Hey, Nathaniel, cut a switch down in the backyard. Come back to the shed. Bing's going to beat you, boy. On the 25th of December, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had a birthday. We all know that. And so did country artist John Anderson.
It's not a country artist.
Do you remember John Anderson, the country artist?
No, what did he do?
Oh, my God. I think swingin'.
Oh, no.
On my porch swinging.
No. Really?
Yeah, so, well, that's the name of John Anderson, but this is spelled J-O-N.
Oh, okay.
John, like Jan Anderson. Jan turned 33. He'd like to know what kind of nut Dennis Rodman recommends to serve at his birthday party.
Dennis?
I just got back from North Korea.
Where?
I just have to say, pistachio.
Where'd you come back from?
I saw my friend.
Who?
I saw my friend.
Who?
Kim Jong-un.
No, Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, but he lost a little green nut.
And what's it called?
It's called a pistachio.
Don't they pay you a lot of money?
It's a pistachio.
All right, let's try this, Dennis. P.
Yeah.
Say P.
P.
Sta.
Sta.
She.
She.
Oh.
Pistachio.
I guess that's as good as we're going to get it.
Thank you very much.
Belated. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the nuts.
Right, yes, thank you.
Belated birthday greetings to John Powers. His buddy Chrissy Lewis forgot to submit his birthday because she just finished a 2-month jury stint for a murder case that resulted in a mistrial. Ha 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 ha! Justice! Happy birthday, John. And finally, Mr. Dan Shadle would love to offer birthday greetings to his wife, Kim, a.k.a. Miss Booby Chops.
He wrote this, not me.
What's going on in that house?
Yeah.
When she's not busy as a go-go dancing crime fighter, she often fills the time by knitting dog hats for Scottish Terriers.
Oh, how about that?
And so there is that. Rob, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time, we're calling a pet store. And I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Hello, House of Pets.
Yes, do you sell parakeets, there?
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh, excuse me, how many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
May we say, have a wonderful day, every day of the bright new year.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic Radio District of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are broadcasting all over the planet, and we are powered by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. We are delighted to be with you. Broadcasting everywhere. We're powered by Encore, and we have over 22 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heartland. Go Hawks!
Yeah, Hawks!
You like those Hawks, don't you, Rob?
I do. It was
the Mike O'Mara Show. What?
Heartbreaker at that Outback Bowl, Mike.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why? Because they get it. Today is Friday, January 3, 2014, and we are delighted to be with you. Our program today is brought to you by a brand new advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're talking about Sleep Number.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you a story about Sleep Number. We love our Sleep Number bed in the O'Mara household. I love mine, and Carla loves hers, too. You see, Mrs. O'Mara's not like some of those delicate flowers. You would think that she'd prefer a soft mattress.
Sure. Doesn't she sleep with, like, 30 mattresses and a pea on the bottom?
No, you're wrong, Buffalo Breath.
Oh, boy.
Boo.
She sleeps with a higher setting than most ladies. As a matter of fact, I got the Sleep Number bed system because I wanted to have a firmer mattress, and it has really changed my life as far as my back health.
Right.
I've never looked back. I love my Sleep Number so very much, and you would think Mrs. O'Mara would have a soft, cushy setting. She, too, likes a Sleep Number bed to be firm.
Wow.
And my sleep, so to be honest with you, this is the truth. My Sleep Number setting is 70. Carla's is 80.
Wow.
Isn't that hard to believe? She's got an actual firmer setting than I
do.
And the great thing about a Sleep Number bed is that you got my setting, you got her setting, and it's perfect. And we both sleep like babies in perfect comfort. Each side of the Sleep Number bed adjusts to your ideal level of comfort and support. When I bought it, the in-store sales guys were incredible, just really, really caring and decent. They walked me through everything, and they helped me find my perfect setting, and Carla's too. And I was really blown away that she wanted a firmer setting, but she also, believe it or not, especially with a baby, has back issues, and the firm setting is incredible for us, and we love it. I love my Sleep Number bed, and you will too. It's a new year. Sleep better right now at Sleep Number. It's the lowest prices of the season. Save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. Sale ends soon. See store for details. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
And welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Glad to have them a part of the Ring Dang Doo.
All right. Now, you guys, today they did it again. The forecasters in Washington, D.C., you know, they didn't say you were going to get much of anything. They low-keyed it. They low-balled it. And once again, you got schnee.
Oh,
how is
horrible.
The weather in Washington, D.C.?
Well, what happened that really threw me is we were supposed to get like a dusting, but it was going to come overnight mixed with rain. And
right.
About 3 o'clock yesterday in Loudoun County, it started coming down in earnest. And I just want to applaud Loudoun County because they canceled schools today at about 6 o'clock last night,
right. Mm-hmm.
But still had Robert's basketball practice last night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Hey, way to go, dedicated. You know, basketball is more important than safety.
Than education, really.
Or education. But, I totally agree.
But the roads were really not so bad this morning, but yesterday afternoon at about 5 o'clock, it was the kind of thing when I left Julia's school parking lot, my speedometer said 35, and I wasn't moving. because my wheels were spinning, but I wasn't getting the traction.
Are you a typical Northern Virginian, though? Because you're a lifer around here. You're not a New Englander like me.
Oh,
you're
no.
not a tough guy like
no,
me.
No, I'm not brilliant and great like
weather.
You.
That's right. The New Englanders that know how to handle this weather, or the people in Virginia that get this weather and go, oh, my God.
What's the
what
magic?
Are you do?
What magical thing do you do in New England that allows an 8-cylinder rear wheel drive grab traction? How do you fix that?
I drove a school bus, as you know, Rob, in a blizzard.
Yes, of
so,
course.
I mean, when you've
in
got
the middle of July.
Of 24 screaming memes in the back of your yellow transport method, and you have to drive, then you know how to drive in the snow. I will tell you, when I moved to this area, and you boys visited where I'm talking about,
yes.
the fabulous Willow Lake Apartments.
Yeah.
In scenic, beautiful Laurel, Maryland.
Ah, the best neighborhood in the world.
The problem there is if you get stuck in the snow, you can't call anybody because your cell phone has been stolen.
That is so cruel. That is so cool. It's the first time that our boy from Bolivia has engaged in the show now. He likes that.
Mr. O'Mara.
Yes, hello, Oscar.
Can you press the camera button?
How's
on your
morning going, Oscar?
It's horrible. do you mind if you can press the Skype camera button on your iPad, please? We'd love
sure.
to see you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we lost our video contact for a second there, so now we're going to
talk. There he is. There, beautiful color.
Sorry, I should have noticed that.
Living color.
Below. We're back on with that. And was that the problem from yesterday? Was that an unrelated problem? Just out of curiosity,
yesterday the low bandwidth in Florida problem. I don't believe that was the problem. We'll find out. Like, legitimately, you guys were on because I was about an hour and a half late to the show today. You're right. On with a connection thriving and broadcasting.
Strong.
No problem.
Mike, the status of the connection is strong.
Yes, yeah, so I think
and all
fine.
We lost was our little video connection.
That's it.
There, right?
Yeah, that's it. Skype
okay. Well, then, if that happens, we can still do a wonderful
we'll
show
work it
for
out.
Everybody.
D.C., as far as the weather, you know what it's weird about D.C. is when it snows lightly, they come out in droves. But when it snows 2 to 3 to 4 inches in the city,
everybody wants to check it.
They don't check it and they don't plow it.
Yeah, but people want to go out and experience it too, right?
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's part of it. Because we're not in New England, snow is a part of their life. Down here it's still a freak occurrence at times.
There were a lot of people walking with their kids, looking at things, taking pictures. It was strange.
Do you boys remember that little parking area that was right in front of the apartment building that we stood out in right before my cell phone got stolen? I came out in the morning, and it was one of the first storms that I had when I was living there at the fabulous Willow Lake Apartments, and I hear outside.
Were you dressed in a robe?
I was not dressed in a robe.
I picture
with a cigar. Well, with a cigar and a newspaper.
No, I was picturing more like the cousin in Vacation when he says, Merry Christmas, Esser's full.
So you pictured me as Randy Quaid from Vacation.
Well, this was a different era in your life, yeah. So
Happy New Year. Anyway, so I am awakened. I think I was already up because I was going in, and I was awakened by. And it is nonstop. I go outside. I walk out the front door of the fabulous 13012 Old Stagecoach Drive.
Yes.
And I smell smoke.
And you see and smell
smoke. And I walk down and. There's a lady that's parallel parked on the side.
Yes.
On the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And she is gunning it, and she gets out of the car and she says, "I cannot figure out how to drive this car and get this out of this parking space to save my life." And I said, "Can I help you?" And I got in the car, and she was up against the right-hand curb, and she had her front wheels turned completely to the right.
So she was driving into the curb.
She was driving into the curb, but she was sliding on the snow, so she was going.
Oh, no.
And I got in the car. I turned the steering wheel to the left, and the car drove out of the parking space. I said, people down here have a little bit of an issue with driving in the schnee.
They panic, and she was actually, she went on to get a role in the movie Too Fast, Too Furious, Too Stupid. Well, Oz, you really cannot drive into a curb.
I fishtailed at least 4 times leaving my neighborhood. Now, that could be 2 things. One, because I have these high-performance tires. They're not really
meant for
snow.
Did you take your high-performance German automobile to work today?
Yes, because my wonderful girlfriend was a huge C this morning.
Oh, dear.
Really?
Yes.
She didn't let you take the all-wheel drive car?
No, because she made a big deal about going to pick up our flight case for the Vegas vacation we're taking.
That's right. And
yeah,
you know,
we're going to get to that in the show. We have a huge road trip, one of the biggest ever for the Mike O'Mara Show, that takes place tomorrow. We're heading out of Dodge, and we're going to be broadcasting live from Las Vegas all next week. Live on tape, that is. We're very excited about that, going to the Consumer Electronics Show for the entire week. What could possibly go wrong?
It's
going to be exciting.
It's very important we got that travel case, because without it, we couldn't bring Pony with us.
Oh, no, we couldn't at all. You know,
the boy in the cabinet.
When you travel with microphones and skinny white men,
right,
you got to make sure you have the right type of case.
All right, I'm going to bring a skinny white microphone.
Speaking of skinny, 8 pounds today, fellas.
Attaboy.
8 pounds. Who?
Little
Michael?
Eight deck chairs off the Titanic. Thank you very much.
That's very cool. Yeah.
You were at 8 when I saw you in Florida a week ago.
Down 8?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, 4.
No, you said 8.
I didn't say.
I mean, I'm not splitting hairs. You were there. I wasn't, but I was. You know, I'll say that your wife told me you were down 8, and she said, "Don't get happy."
Let's, instead of arguing about this pettiness, let's argue. Let's agree on one thing.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
We communicated last night, and I said I called Oscar. I want to say what about
8:12?
8:12,
yes.
Right? And I said to Oscar, "Need some technical questions here." Oscar says, "Got 24 minutes left at CrossFit."
Yeah.
And what did I text back?
He wrote back
to you?
"I've got 40 minutes left of my walk. I'll call you back."
Okay. A walk, CrossFit, doesn't matter. I know his is more intense,
wow,
but exercise is exercise, boy.
If I had been on that text tree, you know, I would have replied. I would have said, "I've got about 15 years left on my life. So let's go ahead and make this as fast as
Mike,
possible."
Do you know how I know that I had 24 minutes left?
How?
Because I was in the middle of a deadlift, and I was wearing the same Pebble watch I got you for Christmas that Todd Moore got for me for Christmas.
Wow.
And the text went through right on the watch.
I left my watch that you gave me back in the studio. It's probably in the studio.
Yeah,
and,
no, I put it on eBay.
I can't wait to I can't wait to use it when I get back.
Do you know how much liquor you have here, by the way?
Yeah, a lot.
I remember I was straightening up a little bit, and I said, "Well, all those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bags of liquor probably should be left there."
Yeah.
Hey, can you bring booze on a plane?
Oh, sure. They
legally?
Love that.
I don't think legally.
No, you
can't
because it's the 3 ounce rule.
Oh, that's right.
Can you bring it in a suitcase?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll throw in the travel case with Pony.
That'll be good because a broken bottle of Maple Crown will help the microphones.
If you boys could, if you can, throw in a bottle of that 12-year-old Jameson for the trip.
Well,
you'd
sure.
be out there a week. It's Las Vegas. So, you know, drinks are free.
Yeah.
Screw it. Leave it in the house. Leave it in the house. It doesn't matter.
We will tidy
it up. It doesn't matter at all.
Can we just put it in your liquor cabinet if we tidy up?
Yeah, go feel free. We tidied up as much as we could. We were discussing this before. Look, the bottom line is nobody wants to hear after we come back from our holiday break that we're crispy. But the fact is we're crispy. We have been running around like chickens with our heads cut off. We've been setting up the new studio down here in Florida. We have also been getting ready for this trip out to Las Vegas, which has a lot of moving parts. We're coming from multiple locations. And, you know, it's just been... I'll be honest with you. Do you guys feel like you had any kind of break?
Well,
I don't.
You know, we discussed this in the 4-minute show we did yesterday. One of the topics that came up was the fact that the vacation is really not so much a vacation away from doing the show, because we all love doing the show.
The vacation,
the 8 or so days that we took, is usually just to be away from each other.
And that allows us
to recharge, and we didn't have a long stretch of time when we were away.
Let me interrupt and say this.
Okay.
That I think that it makes me realize that when we are doing the show, and we come in every day and just do the show, I'm a very, very happy person.
Well,
yes.
I would maybe give you very happy. I'm not going to give you very – I've never seen you very, very happy.
But with all of the other garbage that is happening with this, it's insane.
It's important, though.
And then what's that?
It's important, unfortunately, you know.
It is. I mean, to get it right, we care about the audio chain. We care about, you know, delivering it the best way we can, and it's just been it's been insane. And here's another thing. This is for everybody that may have taken a day or two between Christmas and New Year's. I felt this year more than any other year previous that the lead up to the holidays with that, what do we get screwed out of? 4 days, 3 days, something
it
like
is,
that?
There is the way the calendar falls out, the Christmas season, defined as between Thanksgiving and Christmas,
yes,
can only mathematically be 1 day shorter, and it is often 5 or 6 days longer. So we lost almost a week of Christmas time this year.
And it really, it was incredible.
I felt
it. It seemed like there was no time. It just creeped up.
I know many people are probably just getting my Christmas cards.
Now,
so happy New Year.
Yeah, it just felt weird. Even with although I think it contributed to the hyper intensity of our Christmas party, which was truly amazing.
A 10.
And really,
best ever.
It would have been spectacular if I just managed to stay home. Yeah, there's a rule, and this is, I'd like you both to, we can probably use this in Vegas too. The one location is fine.
Right.
I'm not allowed to go to second locations.
Who is going to be responsible of enforcing that? Because you know what? I've been assigned this before. I've been assigned this job before, and I don't want it.
I know, because, and I know you hate that job.
I'm out.
You're both out. Thank you very
much. Pony, you know what? Pony boy.
No, Mr. Moore.
I'm going to try to do it myself.
He's not going
to
be around.
Give it to Mr. Moore.
He's not going
to
be around us.
I'm going to
be around millionaires.
I'm going to try to discipline myself. Okay. I really am.
What if we got you some sort of anklet that would buzz?
First of all, the two rules that I believe are true. Nothing good happens after midnight.
True.
Except for the Jimmy Fallon show.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I signed up for?
It's always the magic box, you mallet head.
Mike, what I signed up for is 4 CrossFit classes at CrossFit Las Vegas when I go out there.
What time are your classes?
To try to temper the good and bad, the good and evil.
What time are your classes?
I can go in the afternoons after the
broadcast. Oh, because I took the morning ones, so I won't see them.
Hey, Oscar, yes. If I was going to do my power walking out there, like get my 2 miles a day.
Oh, I'd go with you.
Yeah, you do your power walk from the $5 machines to the $10 machines.
You can literally do it. I think you can do it in a casino.
I know you can.
You can.
And the air is clean. You just breathe deep that good casino air.
Breathe deep. Breathe.
I feel happy. Give me a 20.
I feel happy. I'm happy.
You can see Mike walking quickly, like maybe a 4-mile-an-hour pace. He's going by a blackjack table. He says, I want to split the 8.
I'll be honest. Saturday. It's Saturday to Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Is this the? This
what
is not
the
your longest.
What am I going to do in Vegas?
Is this the longest stretch you've ever done without a break? I know you've had longer stretches when you push them together, because you had like one where you went out, came back, and went out again. But
nope,
7 days straight.
I've had a longer one.
Oh boy,
I had 10 days in Vegas.
You know, this is really. I was talking with my dad. I said 7 days in Vegas. This is bordering on obscene. It really
it is obscene.
And we're doing it for work. There. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's gonna be off the hook.
Rihanna's gonna be there.
And we're doing a meet and greet out there all
Friday night.
Friday night. We haven't decided if it's gonna be at the Hofstra House or the Hofstra House.
Hofbrau House.
Oh, damn it.
Hofstra
is a fabulous university, Oscar.
Well, Oscar wouldn't know anything about any higher education.
The Hofbrau House, is that one of the potential locations?
That's it. Or we're going to the Mexican joint right down the street. But I think you wanted to go to the Hofbrau House.
Yes.
Okay, Hofbrau House might be it. Let's button that up, and we'll have that next week on Monday's show. We'll tell you where we're going to be.
Perfect.
But we are doing a Friday evening meet and greet in Las Vegas. We're going to take a break. So much to talk about, because so much time has passed and so many things happened. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, New Year's Eve, I am too old, or did the entertainment just really suck? And also, Christmas Eve, and a story of Oscar and Mike and a very hateful listener.
Oh, dear.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Am I matching the music?
Pretty much.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Encore.
Encore!
This portion of our show is brought to you by our friends at Encore. It's a new year. And if you're out there shopping insurance, it's hard to know which company offers the best value. Encore Insurance Services are there to help. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. Encore does the work so you don't have to. Popular internet disc jockey Oscar Santana will tell you it couldn't be easier.
Isn't that right, popular
yeah,
DJ?
Yep. I pay once a year and they take care of me for the rest of my life.
Just call toll-free 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote. It's all free. There's no obligation, and no salesman will visit you. If you prefer computers,
Do you prefer a computer, Mike?
Rob, did you write this?
No, I took this. I downloaded this from the site. If you prefer computers,
just visit smartterm.com. That's smartterm.com. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. They've been with us for a long time. We love them. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way, boy.
Yeah,
at
boy.
At smartterm.com.
That's and, for me, boy.
All right, I just got to get this out of the way because okay. It's a good day for it. But Christmas Eve, you know, we did our Monday show, and then Tuesday was Christmas Eve, and I get wound up during the holidays. I think maybe it's a combination of too much Diet Coke and feeling as though I'm a little kid again, and I just get wound up. And one of the things that I've tried to get better with is not to engage as much on social networking in
yes.
a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a potential threat out there with a, you know, with somebody saying something that I don't necessarily agree with, I try not to engage in it. And if somebody is on my particular thread and says something that is open to interpretation that could be negative, but maybe
sure.
not, I don't engage with that either. I actually, you know, And it makes me ultimately a happier person.
Yeah.
It truly does.
It might be hard at the time, but ultimately
right.
it's better. The next morning, you feel dynamite.
So do you, Rob, we'll need some gentle, if possible, Christmas music for this particular story.
Okay. I think I can do that.
Oscar's involved in it as well, and he knows what I'm talking about.
Now, what's
about.
Great and is Oscar almost never engages in
right.
in this kind of nonsense.
No. I like to stay anonymous and pretend like I never read it.
Right.
Usually I don't read it, to be fair. There are messages on Facebook that I found over the break on the airplane back from Florida that date back to July, and I write back kindly to the kind ones. I say, I'm so sorry, this is from July, but thank you for listening. And I don't think that really means much to them, but apparently it's worth something.
Well, you see, I feel bad I sent them.
Oh, you're going to read the post? Oh, no.
No, I'm not going to read the post because I'm not going to give this douche
not going to give him the credit that he wants.
I can't do that. It's not going to happen. But at the same time, it concerned me greatly at that particular time. It maybe was because, you know, my daughters come over on Christmas Eve. And so
the
going
23rd,
into Christmas
yeah.
Eve morning is that's our time to you know, have them over, and we open up the gifts, and we do all that wonderful stuff.
Right.
So this came in. I'm going to just check the timeline on it. I have to go way down here to find it.
To write it on Christmas Eve is also not very, it's not just not kind, but it's also not natural.
Well, yeah, you know what? You really, of all things, that's not where you should be spending your Christmas Eve. Spend it with your friends.
Yeah,
spend
family.
It with your family.
At a homeless shelter.
Not on the computer. Yes, volunteer like Oscar does.
Feeding. The homeless.
on 12/24 at 1:09 a.m.
So this is right. Is this the 23rd going into the 24th?
I received this. He will go nameless because I'm going to say too many hateful things because I am so pissed.
Do you know
I'm getting the most love that I get all year on Facebook with
right.
personal messages, and I'm sending them back as well. And I'm also sending out very nice messages on my overall post just to say how much we really do appreciate our listeners, which we do. And
can I question you about this nameless fellow?
Yeah, go right ahead.
And be it man or woman, that's not important to me. But what I want to know is,
he's a pure hump.
Do you think that he is a friend of me and Oscar as well?
He's definitely a friend of Oscar's.
Okay. Oscar, can you show me the name?
Yeah, I'll look
for
it.
But he actually ranted about you more than anybody else.
Well, then he's a very wise man.
And
it's the time of the wise men.
You know, he said, I had trouble deciding whether or not I should even write you. Sometimes when feedback is given, it's not well received. But ultimately, I felt it was worth giving it a shot. I understand if you choose to disregard this letter, but please give it a read. I do not expect a reply, so I fully understand if I do not hear from you. And he goes on. There is one long paragraph, two paragraphs, three paragraphs, four paragraphs, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Now, you can't ignore a message that's that long. And you
did
know,
it smell
at the
of
very
alcohol?
End,
did the message smell of alcohol?
Oh, of course. Okay. He didn't cop to it because I really just called him on it immediately.
Smell of the New Testament.
Like the second chapter of Luke? Testament. Yeah.
It reeked of the New Testament. At the very end, the last paragraph says, I understand if you hate this letter. I understand if you hate me. I understand if you want to unfriend block me. But because I love your show and I know what it can be, I had to send this letter. Thanks for reading, and thanks for the entertainment all these years. And P.S., Cappy's Book Club sounds like a terrible idea. It just doesn't fit with the show. Well, why don't you lick my bag?
Oh, dear.
On Christmas Eve.
How dare he?
It is the wee hours of the morning. It is Christmas Eve, and I get this. And one of the things the guy did was throw, you know, our beloved Cappy under the bus for absolutely no reason. That he is a hateful, bitter hump.
Jealous.
And so suddenly my Christmas cheer turns to absolute rage.
Oh dear.
I mean rage. Like I am so. But I responded very, very nicely. I wrote, "Wow. Merry Christmas." I'm trying so hard to keep it in my pants.
Now, at one point, did you think, wow, Merry Christmas would suffice?
No.
Okay.
It's a great response, though.
It is a really, it's a winner.
It's nice and clean.
It's a winner response, and it would have been if I didn't go on. No, I actually sent him two messages. Let me see if it's two. Yeah, two. I sent him two, with the last one being, I would respectfully ask for no further personal messages. And he went on and on, and I believe it or not, yes, it has lasted from Christmas Eve all the way to the 3rd of January that I'm still talking about it. But Oscar engaged him, apparently, in a much different way. I did not see his responses. All I know is that he wrote me this. I didn't know what...
a group message?
Yeah, I thought I responded to everybody, but
okay.
We do.
All right, no, he said, you should know that Oscar also replied to my message. He politely disagreed with me on most issues, without specifying which. He did not insult me or make assumptions about me, and he encouraged me to keep listening. It was intelligent, mature, and classy. And after I read it, I responded that I was sure I would be listening again. I still feel that way, but your response will certainly make me think about it. I don't give a flying F if you ever listen, you son of a bitch!
But you know what he's doing?
I hope your Christmas sucks.
Well, you know what, Mike? He's doing something we've seen for you. He was doing Divide and Conquer.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're better than that. We're not that stupid.
Right. Right. I said, John, we gain more listeners.
Oh, his name is John.
Oh, sorry about that. But make no mistake.
Danny?
We have people jump on and jump off. Danny, we gain more listeners than we lose. But make no mistake, we have people jump on and jump off all the time, boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, boy.
The vast majority of them never feel the need to communicate personally with any of us. We value all of our listeners, blah-de-blah, blah-de-blah, blah. And, you know, I was so ramped up. Would you guys like to know the time that I sent that with no alcohol touching my lips on Christmas Eve Eve?
I'd love
what it.
It
was. Would you like to know?
Yes.
How ramped up I was.
Yes.
And when I sent that to him.
Go.
4 a.m.
Oh, that's no, that's bad.
I had too much caffeine. I was wound up beyond wound up, and I was just composing it. I was picking the words. I was editing out all the F words that I wanted to put in there. I was.
And when I took out all the F words, it was only 6 words long.
And Oscar, apparently, you sent him something very nice, did you not?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mike, it was Christmas Eve, and I figured in the spirit of Christmas Eve.
Technically, doesn't it count, really, even though it's 1 o'clock in the morning on the 24th? Isn't that Christmas Eve Eve?
It is Eve Eve, to be fair.
Sure.
I felt like this gentleman really had an axe to grind, and maybe not so much with us or in the show. There might have been something personal going on. Maybe he was a little sad or lonely. So when I said this, and I remember I was actually answering while my lovely girlfriend, who I called to see earlier, she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Apparently this gentleman needs a little attention, and now I'm going to write him something so kind and so kind of over the top that I hope that he will see through his anger and his hate and see the light." And that's all I wrote back.
I just saw Oscar showed me the message and I skimmed it. I don't recognize the gentleman's name, but I would like to say that I'm as big a fan of him as he is of me.
It was just, I don't know. It was like I had my daughters were asleep upstairs. My wife and baby were asleep upstairs.
Did they have visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads?
It's that night. It's warm. The gifts have been wrapped. Everybody, you know, all my work was done at about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. I had wrapped it all up. I was feeling, you know, now it's time to take a deep breath and enjoy some Christmas fun.
Right.
And I, you know, at the last second I see I got a couple of these left, I'm like, oh, let's go get some Christmas love. And that son of Satan reaches out in the wee hours of the morning and just, you know, peed all over my Christmas Eve Eve.
Oh, but Mike, would you say, and I know that there's far more good than evil that comes from this type of intimate connection.
Sure.
Would you say that if it was all great, it wouldn't be as much fun?
You know what's sad? Of all the great ones that I got, none of those are making the show. It's this one douche. It's this one douche that's making the show right now.
And you know what?
Because he doesn't realize that, you know, I think what it is, it's a question of, you know, yeah, it's personal connection. Some of us are better than others at detaching from it. And Lord knows there's so much out there that I completely ignore, that I don't pay attention to. There's stuff that I do pay attention to. And in the world of Facebook, with our friends on Facebook, that's just an area where I don't expect it. I don't really dish it out to people personally, and I don't expect to get it that way. And I forget sometimes that this is a listener.
Yes.
This is a listener who might hear something that rubbed him the wrong way, might not like certain things on the show. And he reached out. But the bottom line, he was, and Oscar, you will agree, he went into the personal area a little bit too much. And because of that, he lit my candle. And you're right.
Do you want me to briefly read one line I wrote to him?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, please. Because I never saw yours.
Hi, John. Appreciate the feedback and passion. While I do not agree with most of your observations, I do believe that not listening to any criticism is just foolish. We will continue to evolve as the show, as I hope you do continue to join us on the ride. As far as Blank and Blank are concerned, we wish them all the best. And while it was hard to see them go, it was for the best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that seems to be a recurring theme is this guy always wants to, you know, these people always want us to talk about the guys that have been on the show before.
Of course.
And he wants us to, you know, get into a big war and that type of thing. And that's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, the bottom line is that ship has sailed. That's the way we play that. If you're looking for that, you're not going to get it. So
I suggest
respectfully that you move on. And, you know, he did honor my request of not personally messaging me.
Yeah.
But the thing that made me feel bad, I saw that he read it at 1 o'clock the next day. So he got a good night's sleep.
Boo!
We will take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. We are so happy to have you with us, and a happy new year, everybody. This portion of our program is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. It's a brand new year and a great time to make some changes in your life, but one thing you must not change. Please continue to go through our Amazon link for all of your 2014 shopping. Our Amazon portal is the best way to effortlessly support the show. So when you buy... Rob, did you put that in on purpose?
I did.
Our Amazon portal is the best way to effortlessly support the show.
And look, you dance through that difficult copy.
You hump. So when you buy your exercise equipment, diet supplies, self-help books, and when you buy your new skinny wardrobe, use our Amazon link. Amazon is also the easiest way to shop for everything that your office needs, whether it's paper clips, coffee, or cleaning supplies. If you need it, Amazon has it always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Today and every day, a great way to save money and support the show. Remember, click Amazon at MikeOmaraShow.com, and don't be afraid to bookmark it.
Yeah, you.
Here's to a great 2014. Cheers, everybody. Yeah, so it's funny. I have a window down here in FLA, and there's Mrs. O'Mara with the baby.
Oh, you locked her out again?
Yeah, I locked her out. Well, she wasn't behaving.
I know. I understand. She sent you a mean message at 4 in the morning.
Down here in sunny Florida, she did. Up all night, though, stewing over it.
What a jerk.
Oscar comes down to get some equipment set up down here. And, you know, did a great job getting us all ready to go. And we were running around like chickens with our heads cut off, getting all sorts of different cables and wires and modems and routers. And we finally got it all done. And I have to say, as far as house guests go, Oscar Santana is very close to a 10.
Wow. Didn't clog your toilet?
He did not clog the toilet. He has been at my home. All right, we're gonna be totally honest, dude. Mm. He stayed at my home before, and in his previous relationship, I have to say, he was not as responsible a man as he is now.
Well, he's getting older, too. How old are you now, Oscar?
35.
You see, he's a grown 35. Man. Grown man. Has an overcoat.
In his previous relationship, he was a much more irresponsible house
guest. Of course.
Toilets were clogged.
Yeah.
Drool was on leather sofas.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about that.
It just wasn't a good thing. Now, he slept on the other leather sofa this time after our Christmas party, but there was no drool. But coming down here,
yes,
I will tell you, are you ready for the two biggies,
yeah,
for Mrs. O'Mara and I? Taking out our trash.
That's huge.
I'm sitting there watching television in my living room, and I hear the rustle of the plastic hefty bag, and I see there is Oscar Santana actually taking our trash out to the garage.
That's huge. I lost the game, in all fairness, I appreciate it. I'll take all the kudos I can get, but I lost the game as I put my plastic bottle into that trash can. I realized that it was already brimming over. So when that happens, the rule in my house means you lose. Time to take out the trash.
Yeah, in our house, it's the same. House, when you can't pile the dishes any taller, you have to empty the dishwasher.
Yes.
It's like, what is it, Jenga. It's like trash Jenga.
Well, in my house, when the trash barrel is full, Mike has to take it out.
But what if someone else fills it?
That's in Virginia. In Florida, Mrs. O'Mara is sharing that duty. She's done an amazing job with it. She's doing a lot of stuff she doesn't do at home.
And she'll maybe do it again when you let her back in the house.
I'm hoping that she's going to do that one thing that she doesn't do at home. Anyway, I'm kind of looking forward to that.
You know what you should do is maybe buy paper plates. Then you wouldn't have so much of that waiting.
Hey, that's a good idea. Get the paper plates. Why not? Why don't we go that way? So then Oscar has a flight on Tuesday morning, and we have to get Monday morning, get him to the airport, and kind of a fire drill.
Again?
We were working in this studio like up until a minute before his plane was supposed to leave.
Yes.
And I get him, and I come back, and I look in his bedroom. It's pristine. Towels folded, bed made. Absolutely astonishing.
All the crinkled tissues in the trash can.
You know, well, we're going to get to that in a second because Oscar and I had a boys' night at the movies.
What?
Jesus.
Yeah. Oscar hit me to this movie, and we watched this phenomenal movie. We have to give it a 5-star recommendation.
Wow.
Because the night before, after we were done, and Rob, you know this too.
Yes.
Monday was a day. I'm sorry, Sunday was a day.
Sunday was a day that when I got home, the kids said, how did it go? And before they got to the O and go, I had already pushed them aside because I was headed to the liquor cabinet. Said, did you have fun, Dad? And then, you know, just out of the way, son, I've got something I need to pour.
Hand to the forehead.
That's right. Later we'll talk.
We had a day on Sunday. It was a late night. We were trying to get everything fixed. We didn't, and it was very difficult. And so we had some spiced rum and diet ginger ale. And let me tell you something. Down here in sunny Florida, that makes for a lovely little cocktail after you've been logging about 10 hours trying to get a studio together.
You spent some time with the captain.
Mount
Gay.
Mount Gay.
Hi.
I hope
there.
This is diet ginger ale.
I'm Mount Gay. Hi, everybody. Yes. Mount Gay.
Did you buy it at my favorite liquor store, Affleck's?
We've got the trip special for you right now.
Yes.
Have some Mount Gay, everybody. It's I'll tell you, it's tasty stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Discovered by when the family one summer was drinking it up in New England. So we dive into these pretty good. And Mrs. O'Mara is getting a little tired, but Oscar suggested a pay-per-view movie because there really wasn't much on the telly.
Was she sleepy or just weary of the company?
I think she was having a gay old time.
Oh, good. A Mount Gay old time.
I think she was having a wonderful time with everybody. But Oscar suggests a pay-per-view, and how did that come about? Did we scroll through them, or did you did you want to see this movie to start with, which incidentally is the story of your life?
Yes, the autobiography. I sat there and I said, the Cowboys game had just ended, so
we watched the Cowboys Eagles.
So that was that. And I said, well, what are we going to do now? And I said, let's watch a pay-per-view. And I remember for a while now, I've been wanting to watch a certain movie, but I couldn't watch it at home because I didn't want to deal with any pushback from my old lady. So
they
I said,
would have given you pushback.
No, I have to God, before you go forward, is this a $5.99 pay-per-view or a $15.99 pay-per-view?
I'm not sure. I didn't check.
No, it was $5.99.
Okay, so it's
$5.99.
Yeah, HD.
Okay, so it is. Oh,
we're not going to watch that together. My God, are you talking about like the X channels?
What I'm talking about, Mike, is adult programming.
I'm not going to watch Brazzers with Oscar sitting on the couch.
Oh, there's a channel on TV with that?
Well, there's. If you get DirecTV.
I thought
isn't
it was
Brazzers
just on the
part of it now?
Didn't know that Brazzers had a channel. It's right between Turner Classic Movies and the Food Network.
Brazzers is now featuring Ina Garten.
Wow. You'll want that in high def then.
We're going to make the chocolate lava cake, and then we're going to get jiggy with it in the bathtub.
Look,
what's
where
wrong
I,
with that?
Look where I put the ganache. How easy is that?
I'm over here making butter rolls. Jeffrey's naked in the pool, and he wants me to come visit. How cool is that?
Jeffrey, we toasted nuts.
This is really wonderful. I'm over here making my Roquefort cheese salad. Jeffrey, meanwhile, is upstairs playing Put the Pole on the Tent.
You know what? Actually, the first show that Ina does on the Brazzers Network is actually called Ina's Garden.
Most people don't have time for that kind of maintenance. I keep it easy.
Yeah, it looks like one of Ina's those. Looks like a corn maze.
Ina's Garden.
How nice is that?
Oh, my God. Have you solved the maze? How complicated is that?
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. A great mouthfeel. And it smells wonderful.
Oh, how pregnant am I? Ina's Garden.
Oh, my God.
So this movie was just your regular run-of-the-mill, had just hit pay-per-view movie.
Okay, okay.
And you were aware of this film, correct?
I was, but I hadn't had a chance to watch it because, you know, my aforementioned reasons.
But here's the weird thing. Oscar was fully prepared, even though he was afraid to watch it with his lady at home.
Right?
He was fully prepared because she was sitting on the couch when we ordered it. He was fully prepared to have Mrs. O'Mara join us in a little viewing.
Well,
now,
he's not.
I have to ask you, was that the rum talking when you made that?
No,
call,
no, no, no. Mrs. O'Mara is young and hip, and she is.
So is your lady. She's younger.
No, yeah. No, no, no. And she's not in a relationship with me. So anything that Mrs. O'Mara may see that my wonderful girlfriend Shannon would see, she doesn't see the correlation. If you watch them,
oh, I get it.
If
okay.
Shannon and I watched that movie together, there would have been some problems because
we would have identified. Because really, Rob, I have to tell you something.
Yes, I'm on pins and needles here.
We have addressed this topic many times on the show. We have talked about the fact that Oscar has a certain addiction. Now, I talk about my gambling.
Right.
Obviously, you and I both have an issue with our food. We
yes.
eat a little bit too much
and drink.
Oscar. Tends to be the guru, the grand Mac Daddy of internet porn.
Yeah, he likes it a lot. Yeah. He subscribes.
I consider myself an aficionado. Now I'm ashamed by it.
Well, but. Yeah, you should, but I'll tell you, you saved me many, many dollars going to the aforementioned $15.99 set by letting me know that it's online and it's FRWE free. I like that. So the thing is, this movie, Don John, what's the name of the actor? Because he's one of those young...
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I've read about
this
movie.
One of the three
named
people.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and I think really, if you have a name you can't pronounce, you got to change it in Hollywood.
Yeah,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Scarlett Johansson,
mm-hmm. yes,
star in this movie called Don John.
Now, did he not produce it? I think
he
JGL
did.
Produced
he
it.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, one has to wonder if, and I think he wrote it. Did he not?
He did.
Yes,
he wrote this, and one has to wonder about Joseph Gordon-Levitt as to whether what he does with his free time, because the character he plays.
Is it different than the character he played on Third Rock from the Sun?
Oh, my God. It is. And it's not like anything he's done in, what's the one he did with DiCaprio, where it was the virtual reality?
It starts with an I, Jesus. This is one of my favorite movies ever. It's
sounds like it.
Not Invincible. Jesus.
Interchangeable?
I'm blocking on.
No. I'll get it. Continue.
Inception.
Inception. Thank yes. you.
And also he was in the Dark Knight movie.
Yeah, so he's been in
some large reception. Yeah.
How could I not?
This
pull
movie, and Rob, I will give you a plot synopsis.
Thank you.
This is a Goomba guy. He's kind of a Jersey Shore type.
Sure.
He's a good Catholic boy, and he is totally and 100% addicted to internet porn.
Wow.
Yeah, but like in a good way.
Well,
how
is there a good way?
Well, in a good way where he's still...
this is disturbing. I haven't heard this. We didn't have this discussion.
Well, I would say that it's not affecting his relationship where he's still taking care of business, if you will.
I won't. Well, let me tell you something.
If it's in a good way, the one way it might affect him badly is that it's going to fall off due to overuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he not only will he now he's a good looking young man.
Thank
he
you.
He keeps himself physically fit.
Yes, he does.
But, and he's out in the clubs every night picking up strange. That's what he's doing. That's his life.
Yes.
But he's also the good Catholic boy that goes home to have dinner with his family, including his father, who was played by Tony Danza, who, in my opinion,
what? I had no idea.
Rob, it is the funniest part of the movie. Tony Danza slays it. Is there? Would I be overstating it if I said Tony Danza could maybe get a nod for that?
He could possibly do that.
So yeah. Tony Danza,
great in this movie.
He's given up being a sitcom guy. He's given up being a tap dancer. Remember when he had his cabaret
act?
Yeah. So now he's doing Oscar worthy roles.
It was Tony Danza in this. They both sit at dinner in the wife beater T-shirts. And
God.
They are both, and it's just hysterical. And the mother, the one that plays his mother, the wife of Tony Danza, she was in Mr. Holland's Opus. She played the wife of Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay,
Mr. Holland's
I know who
Opus.
You mean. I know
it's
who
that
you mean.
Actress, and I'm sorry for the character actresses that I don't know their names. This movie was, you know, when you talk about edginess in cinema, you talk about lack of original ideas.
Right.
Now, look, but I will tell you something. As we got into the meat of this movie, I was so grateful that Mrs. O'Mara decided that she would turn in early.
Well, she left right away when we ordered it.
She left right
Did she go to get her computer?
No.
I don't know. I perhaps have said too much.
She left right away, and she also, you know, I would have been mortified. I would not have wanted my
really?
Infant son to be near the TV when this was going.
Meanwhile, it's okay to watch it with Oscar? You're comfortable?
You're laughing.
Well, it was not like you saw any porno. There was not. I don't think there was any nudity in it. Was there?
Barely any nudity.
Tony Danza didn't show his ass.
No. Okay, you know what the line is, Oscar, though, when he brings, he finally strikes up this this relationship with Scarlett Johansson, and I wish I knew what her name was. Her first name was Barbara in the movie.
Barbara.
It's a Jewish name.
Yeah, I'll find it right now.
It's so funny. Barbara. Scarlett Johansson is brilliant in it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is brilliant in it. Really, really fantastic. And Tony Danza, when they finally bring Scarlett Johansson home to the family dinner, Tony Danza looks at him and goes, Jesus. Like she's the POA because dad is as horny as the son
is. Oh, that's great.
And but it's interesting because when I hear Oscar say the word normal, just in my opinion of this guy, Oscar, did that in any way? And this is scary to me.
Oh, and to be clear, he didn't say he was normal. What he said is that Joseph Gordon-Levitt in this movie was addicted to internet pornography in the good way.
In the good way, I would say that any addiction,
I believe
whether
it's a deviant lifestyle.
Yeah, whether it's gambling, alcoholism, you can be addicted to porn. That's been chronicled.
Sure.
I would say when these addictions get in the way of your life and the way you pursue your life.
True.
Whether you put it before your job or you put it before your relationships.
Always said about ourselves, Mike? About all our problems, we remain high functioning.
We are high functioning.
Was
in all
he
aspects,
a high functioning masturbator?
He was not only high-functioning, but he was honest about it because he goes to Catholic Mass and he goes to confession, and he tells the priest how many times he did it.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah.
He said, this week I didn't do it at all when he meets Scarlett Johansson, but I did have sex out of wedlock 17 times.
And what's the name of this movie again?
It's called Don John. I'm sure you can get it on pay-per-view.
I shall.
I don't know. You know, these kind of movies, you don't know whether they were in the theaters for the blink of an eye or
theaters. It was in the theater for unlimited release. It was one of these movies that clearly with the fact that he wrote it and he put it together, I think it's going to be one of those movies, though, like we discovered, Mike, that it's going to be such a huge hit after the fact that it will garner a lot of awards.
With that said, I will tell you that sitting down with your significant other, this is a guy's film. Men laugh at this.
Watch
film
it with your boys,
all, yeah,
not your
it's
wife.
It's all about the art of self-help, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
That's what it's really about. And, you know, men can relate to that. And it's just, it's funny. And I'll tell you something, for an actor, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he really throws himself under the bus, and I love it when an actor has the lack of inhibition to do that on screen, because he is not
shy,
not in any way, shape, or form a sympathetic character. I mean, he is just, he's like, he will be, you know, he brings these gorgeous women back to his apartment. He does, gets jiggy with it. And then 5 minutes later, he's out there at his computer screen again. Oh my God, it was great.
Scarlett Johansson's character, her name was Barbara Sugarman.
Sugarman.
Yes. Sugarman.
Yes.
I got it. Barbara Sugarman. Oh my God.
With a modern actor, one of my gauges as to whether or not how they are as far as a overall performer is how they react on talk shows. Because you can be brilliant on screen, but if you're a zero on a talk show, it really shows a lack of depth, I think. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I think he was promoting this on Letterman maybe 6 or 7 months ago. Great, engaging, funny guy, and a sincere guy. I think we'll see a lot from him, whether or not it involves his right hand or not.
And, of course, when I watch that, I also, you know, when you see him on screen, he just makes me realize just how totally fat I really am. I look at that and
he hasn't let himself go.
Well, he's got 0% body fat, basically.
0% body fat.
Maybe you need to do more of what he does.
Well, because when the father tells him to say like a 5 Hail Marys, he goes and does his penance at the gym.
At the gym.
So he's doing
Our Father,
who art in heaven.
Well, Mike, that's
really
your solution.
I recommend it. Please check it out. You like recommendations for movies? You got one from Oscar and me. Oscar and I had movie night, and it was sick. It was great. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. I don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about our bonus packages. Happy New Year, possums, and here is some news to start your year off right. It's not too late to jump on the 2014 bonus show bandwagon. Order now, and you'll get all of the 2014 shows, plus on-demand video access to each show and unlimited access to the entire anthology. That's every TMOS bonus show since we started. At $69.99, you save over 25%. We also have monthly packages, and as always, you can still buy each episode a la carte.
That's French. That means one at a time.
And say it with a New York accent like I do. A la carte.
You know who loves it a la carte? Barbara Sugarman.
Barbara Sugarman? Would you like your Joseph Gordon-Levitt a la carte? Check out all the details at MikeOMaraShow.com and choose the one that's right for you. Just click the bonus show banner. Remember, order now and you won't miss a single second of the bonus fun, the 2014 TMOS bonus package, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to thank everybody that's purchased our bonus packages so far. You can try a little harder. That's the way we look at
Please.
It.
Please.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Well, we talked about it earlier, ladies and gentlemen. Schnee in Washington, D.C. How are you guys holding up with the big snowstorm?
It's cold.
You know what it is? It's not. This is why you get so upset when you're here and you experience this type of weather. When they tell you it's just going to be a dusting and you should expect it in the morning, and it happens during rush hour the day you hear that news,
it
really fires you up.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? There was a couple things I'm sure you didn't hear about. Is that, like, for example, at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, Route 7 west of Leesburg was shut down in portions. I mean,
really?
They just shut down Route 7 because
they didn't call for that.
No, they didn't. And also,
because they're humps.
I heard a lot of people that were driving from, say, Tyson's Corner to Loudoun County. You're looking at like maybe 25 miles.
Yeah.
You're looking at 3.5 hours yesterday. It was just.
We're getting hammered up.
It crippled our city.
Areas of Massachusetts, nearly 2 feet of snow. And
we feel like pussies when we see that.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
You know, they're up there dealing with something real.
The whole Northeast dealing with it. So we wish you all the very best of luck. And hey, just like they say at all the different stations, you know, stay inside if you don't have to go outside, everybody.
And Mike, check on
Colorado ski resorts and the state tourism office have chosen not to embrace out-of-state visitors who have some time to buy legalized cannabis.
Woo!
That is the new big story out of Colorado. That's creating an opportunity for a handful of small firms. Hey, how are you? That cater to marijuana tourists.
You see, Oscar and I were going to connect in Boulder for a 2-day layover on the way to Vegas.
Cash crop.
Are you guys connecting or are you going?
No, we're direct.
Direct.
Yeah.
I'm connecting.
Well,
Houston.
Oh, that's
Houston.
A beautiful city, but you can't buy weed there.
You're telling me there's not a direct flight out of Fort Myers to Las Vegas?
No, sir. Not the one that I could find for the right price.
That's where all the old people are, both cities.
When, When legalized marijuana became available for sale with the new year, out-of-state tourists joined Coloradans in lining up at authorized retailers despite the federal ban on the substance. Colorado, under a 2012 voter-approved referendum, allowed the first state-licensed marijuana retailers to open for business on New Year's Day and legally sell pot for recreational use. Had a number of the roughly three dozen former medical marijuana dispensaries cleared by state regulators to sell the drug, lines of customers formed outside the door.
Did you see any of those really, really the cream of our society, the people that were standing in line?
I saw the father-son combo coming in. It's just like...
And I don't fault anybody. I don't fault anybody for anything, but when you
have... We do our drinking.
Absolutely, but I enjoyed when the reporter in the suit and tie goes up to the person and says, "And what are your plans for today?" He said, "Well, I'm going to get what I came here for, go home and watch some stupid movies and smoke it."
Oh, no.
Conservative activists opposed to President Barack Obama's health care overhaul started a new assault on the Affordable Care Act as more than 2 million people began new health coverage under the law on Thursday. One group, which is backed by the libertarian billionaire brothers Charles and David Koch.
Koch brothers.
You know them. You love them. They launched a $2.5 million television ad campaign that targets three Democratic senators who support the law. The group is called Americans for Prosperity, or AFP, and they have spent more than $36 million on the 2012 elections, largely for ads that bashed the law known as Obamacare. Wow. So good luck to them. We'll see what happens.
I like the name of it, Americans for Prosperity. Like, you can never find anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I think the Koch brothers would probably say Americans for their prosperity.
Exactly. They like to prosper.
That's the way it looks. Christmas is a time for giving gifts and spending time with family and friends, everybody. And if you're Alyssa Milano, it means taking the high road.
Oh, really?
Milano took to Twitter on Christmas Day to call out comedian Jay Moore for making negative comments about her weight. But Moore got off pretty easy. "So sorry you felt the need to publicly fat shame me," she tweeted at Moore. "But be well and God bless. Please send my love to your beautiful wife." Moore got himself in hot water when he talked about a NASCAR event he and Milano both attended in Vegas on December 6th. She was one of the presenters. This is a quote from Jay Moore.
Okay.
"She was one of the presenters. She's very tiny in height." That's what Moore said.
Right.
"It seems like she had a baby and said, 'I don't really give an S.' I read it on her gut."
Wow.
So that's what Jay Moore
said.
Have
you seen her? You usually follow
track with her.
Yeah, but again, you know, that's Samantha Maselli from Who's the Boss.
Like, based on that tweet, she has a new sitcom. It's called Who's the Passive Aggressive Boss?
You can't expect, for women, again, I think women in Hollywood are held to a very high standard, but for women, for that long to really keep that type of fit body, it's got to be a full-time job,
right? She's got to be my age. I think she's probably 42, 43.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jay Moore, really, I mean, Jay Moore would be, what, late 40s now? Probably?
And still waiting for a good laugh.
Bob Sugarman.
Yeah, and just doing, you know, and doing the same, like, I'm a mean guy shtick. And it's like, you know, I don't think that, you got to kind of back off on that, I think, when you get a little longer in the tooth. It just, it doesn't feel right coming from him, but you're right, still waiting for a laugh.
Not Jay funny Moore. Boy. Not a
his,
funny boy.
His wife, though, Nikki Cox.
Oh, hey, yeah. Boys.
Yes.
Oh, Nikki Cox is strong.
Yes.
Hey, boys.
Yes.
You got a cotton mouth in your duck blind?
How's that?
The Duck Dynasty family says it has just the thing. It's a .22 caliber pistol, boy.
Hey, I go for that in a big way.
Ba-ba-ba-boo. That's one of a dozen guns now being offered by the Robertson clan of A&E fame. The family's company, Duck Commander, teamed up with gunmaker Mossberg to create the weapons. 9 shotguns, 2
assault
rifles.
What's the gun company?
It's called Duck Commander.
No, but the company that they've partnered with.
Mossberg.
So, do you want the gun?
No, I think it's more like, well, we have the guns for
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. It's a B-U-R-G. Yeah,
I think you're quite wrong on that one, Rob.
Okay.
Just an opinion.
Couldn't have gotten it more wrong.
Well, I know that later on this afternoon, you'll do the research.
I will.
You'll find out. 9 shotguns, 2 assault rifles, and the aforementioned pistol included in that. So
wow. So it's a German company with the Duck Dynasty people making guns ideal for hate crimes.
Right, exactly. And, of course, you know, we found this out during the Christmas week where the Duck Dynasty guy got reinstated, Phil Robertson, the patriarch of the family, and the show will now be more popular than ever, so it's a win for all of them. Almost makes me think, it's so successful for this franchise, it makes me think maybe the whole thing was made up.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think
so. Did it work out for them or what?
Yeah.
Well, it's a win for them. It's a win for the network. But, Mike, mostly it's a win for America.
It usually doesn't work out, though, Mike.
Right.
You know, usually.
You mean like they're going to crash and burn it sometime?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. When you look back and you see the pictures of the family 6 or 7 years ago when they're posing on the beach clean shaven as the young, upwardly mobile couple, I think maybe they've got a little more on the ball than they're given credit. There's a chance this could have been planned.
I do, too. I really just think, you know, he just, but the stuff was released without his knowledge.
And
so.
Look at Kate Gosselin.
It wasn't released. The GQ interview, right? I mean, that was...
Yeah,
he knew.
But the Kate Gosselin side of the TLC, if you're going to compare things, when that marriage fell apart, she went on with the show when she should have just walked away. And she hung on with clawing, just hopefully for some sort of second, third season after that. And the show imploded.
That's true.
Yeah, just hanging on for dear life for a second act, just like I do with this show. Consumer Reports' latest report isn't for the weak of stomach. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Some 97% of the 316 raw chicken breasts it purchased at U.S. stores in July contained a worrisome amount of bacteria.
Ugh. And at what level does bacteria become worrisome?
While it admits it's unrealistic to expect uncooked chicken won't contain any potentially harmful bacteria, the latest test by Consumer Reports produced troubling findings.
Oh,
I don't like those words either.
What's worse, troubling or worrisome?
Worrisome and troubling.
Yeah, you know what word comes next? First is worrying, then troublesome, then diarrhea.
The breasts.
Yes. Oh, baby.
20% were labeled antibiotic free and about 8% were organic, were tested for 6 kinds of bacteria. More than half contained fecal matter.
Oh. What kind? Human or chicken?
I don't know.
Because chicken eat corn.
Half tested positive for antibiotic resistant bacteria.
Oh, dear. That's bad news.
And there was
news.
No appreciable difference in breast labeled organic or no antibiotics.
That's bad news all over.
Consumer Reports ultimately recommends no brand of chicken, but advises vigilant hand washing and proper cooking to at least 165 degrees. Don't come to my house, boy.
I think, boy, I'm going to wash my hands after even hearing this story, boy.
And it does say there are good reasons for opting for antibiotic-free brands.
Okay.
So be aware of that.
I'm going to have a hamburger.
Sorry about that. Hit the wrong button. And now a little something-something, ladies and gentlemen. A drunken priest is facing 12 years in prison after running over a parishioner in his car as she walked home from his church service.
I'm terribly sorry.
Let me see if I get this name right.
Okay.
Katarzyna Pawlak, 41 years old, from Lwowiska, Poland, was taken to a hospital with concussion.
Oh, dear.
I swear to God it's written that way. Was taken to a hospital with concussion.
So she's Polish?
After
she's one of mine.
So Polish.
She's one of mine, Mike.
She was hit by the car driven by the priest after attending Mass.
Oh, no.
A spokesman for the priest diocese says, with great regret and deep sorrow, we received the news about the accident in which the victim was a woman hit by a car being driven by a priest after drinking alcohol.
Oh, no.
That's the statement.
Oh, that's a bad statement.
It goes on. The situation deserves condemnation and never should have happened. Priests have to follow the same laws as everyone else. He should not drive a car after drinking. The 66-year-old priest was charged with drunk driving and had his license confiscated. And I guess they asked him for a comment. He said, in my church, I will run over the people whenever the F I please. We got to take a break. We will come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault, everybody. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. And today I want to mention again, we are sponsored by Sleep Number.
Yay!
Give them a nice round of applause.
Yay! Hey now.
Sleep Number. I got involved with the Sleep Number bed when my back was killing me. And I will tell you something. It is a life-changing mattress. It is the first mattress I have ever owned that really does the trick with firmness for me. I love my Sleep Number setting. It is 80, sometimes 75. I vary it, and you can too. Each side of the Sleep Number King bed that Carl and I have adjusts to our ideal level of comfort and support. Mrs. O'Mara sleeps at an 80 also. She likes a firm mattress.
Nice.
We fluctuate. Sometimes Carla will actually have a little back issue, and she will ramp hers up all the way to 100.
Crazy.
And I love it. It is one of the best mattress technologies I've ever experienced. When I bought it, the store sales professional was great. He helped me find the perfect setting. Carla did the same thing, and the home delivery and setup could not have been easier. They take care of everything. They get the old one out, they put the new one in, and get yourself ready for incredible sleep. I love my Sleep Number bed. You will too. It's a new year, so it's time to sleep better. And everything I read, gentlemen, in health magazines, when you're hearing people talk about health issues on television, everybody will tell you that getting a great night's sleep is one of the healthiest things you can do, and you can do it with your new Sleep Number bed.
Sure.
Right now at Sleep Number, it's the lowest prices of the season. Save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. Sale ends soon. See store for details. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Woo!
Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, Jan 3, 2014, Rob Spiewak.
Does it not seem like a million years ago we did our Yankee gift swap?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It seems like
our
a long
drunken
time ago.
Yankee swap.
And I was so involved in the game, I guess I wasn't listening as carefully as listener Susan Austin in Iowa, who brought something to my attention, that there was a running theme. First, Mike, of the running theme was, of course, hilarity.
Yes, of course. It was very funny.
Funny the whole time through, but also Oscar seemed to have one thing on his mind the entire gift swap. Let us go to the montage.
Talking to the microphone. Please put the mic to her. Yeah, talk right into the microphone, please. You can talk right into that microphone. Real quick. Get the mic. Pull it up towards her mouth. Into the mic.
Oscar, what are you doing with the microphone?
Oh, no. This microphone is going to sound better. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You got to talk into the mic.
I was going to do that.
You got to talk into the mic. Nobody can hear you. Into the mic. Into the mic.
What number?
24, and babe, talk into this mic. Oh, she's stealing. You got to talk into the microphone, please.
Talking to, what do you want to steal?
Into the microphone. HBS, into the mic.
Okay. There you go.
Closer.
All right, what do you have there, HBS?
Into the microphone. Talk.
Let's get Kenny over here on the microphone. Kenny,
yeah.
step up to the microphone quickly. This is probably the worst Christmas of all time.
But I think, what have we learned?
Kenny, talking into the microphone. Kenny was the hit of the Yankees.
Oh,
swap.
Kenny
no
sent me a bunch
it.
Of pictures for you from, he went to the Winter Classic.
The hockey game.
Yeah.
Did anybody look in on the Winter Classic?
So amazing.
I watched
the snow.
We should have our discussion about New Year's Eve tomorrow, just because I want to talk about the entertainment value. I was early dinner with the baby and then home early and watched all the coverage and stuff. I want to get you guys on that tomorrow. But Kenny is just an incredibly funny guy.
Nice guy, too. Liked him.
He went
to the Winter Classic, and he sent me a bunch of photos for you. I'll forward them to you. And I got to tell you that even if you're not a hockey guy, the lead-up that they have on HBO with the 24/7 to the Winter Classic, and then watching such a great game outside in the snow,
a shootout at the end. I think that's how Toronto won it.
Really cool.
Did it make you feel like when you were a kid playing hockey in the snow, like that pond in your backyard, right?
Oh, I remember we would play in the snow, and you would get the accumulation of snow on the ice surface, and you'd either have to shovel it or, you know, the puck wouldn't move, and they were dealing with the same thing. You could not have asked for a better weather day for the Winter Classic. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, one of the biggest crowds, almost 100,000 people.
Yes.
One of the largest, if not the largest crowd ever to watch an NHL game.
Wow.
Absolutely phenomenal.
I'll tell you who is not unaccustomed to playing in front of a huge crowd is the great coach Mike Lou Holtz.
Now, Lou Holtz, baby.
He coached a lot of places, but I think he is most known for coaching Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He is now a motivational speaker, Mike.
Doesn't he coach the Cox now?
No, I don't know who's
Is
with the Cox.
The Gamecocks?
I don't know if he's down in the Carolinas or not.
He's
mostly known now as a motivational speaker.
Right, and he's a big right winger too, I think.
And he does a program called Victory in Life, and I think what he needs is victory in dental care, because I want you to listen to this commercial. It's only 30 seconds long.
For victory in life, we've got to keep focused on the goal, and the goal is heaven. The key to winning is choosing to do God's will and love others with all you've got. Sacrifice, discipline, and prayer are essential. We gain strength through God's word, and we receive grace from the sacraments. And when we fumble due to sin, and it's going to happen, confession puts us back on the field. So if you haven't been going to Bass Weekly, get back in the game. We're saving your seat on the starting bench this Sunday. Welcome home.
As a motivational speaker, he motivated me to floss. So,
saving your seat. Mike, here we go.
He's no longer with the Gamecocks. He's with ESPN now. I know it's like a blur to most people, but he has that same delivery on ESPN.
Oh my!
And you
God.
Can see the guys that are working with him. They just want him. They want him to get to the point and then move on.
It is so bad that I've listened to that commercial. Terrible. I've listened to that commercial 10 times, 11 counting today. I still don't know what it's for. All I hear is
now,
that's all I hear.
Wrong, right pathway of like, yeah, but hey, you know what? He's a football coach, so he gets he's a successful
legendary
college football coach.
Exactly.
So he gets to do whatever he wants in life.
All right.
That's American royalty.
I want to lead you today, Mike, with some knowledge. I'm going to lay some knowledge on you.
All right.
A lot of people want to know how to feed a sugar glider. And if you need to go
tomorrow too, we want to get to the sugar glider. We need an update. And we got to find out when we come back from Vegas.
We got to find an expert. And this is the man. Sounds a lot like Matt Bloom telling you how to feed a sugar glider.
The best way to feed your pet sugar glider is by providing a variety of different types of bowls, different types of feed containers that may hang on the cage or hang scattered throughout
the
cage.
Stop it for a second.
Yes.
Feeding Your Sugar Glider by Eric Zoolander.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Probably sometimes providing a large bowl at the bottom of the cage that contains the fresh foods, fresh vegetables, homemade nectar-type diets, and any other foods that are required in their diet.
Now, I know we're coming back from a brief vacation. I want you to know I spent 8 of those days trying to find a tape of Lou Holtz telling me how to feed a sugar glider. It does not exist. That's your magic audio vault. Happy New Year, everybody!
Thank you very much, everybody. My God, that's loud. How's that? Is that a little better?
Yeah.
It's in my headphones. Should I turn it up on your end a little bit?
Yeah, turn it up on our end.
There, how's that?
That's too loud.
Too loud.
Too loud, that's better?
That's too loud. Remember, what we hear and what you hear are different.
Yeah, I know.
Down a little bit.
Down
a little bit.
Down a little bit. Better?
Down.
Down.
Better?
Better.
Oh. Better?
Too low.
Don't try that.
Are you effing with me?
No, it's fine.
We're all technical support issues with the Mike O'Mara Show. You can contact our sugar glider wrangler himself, Matt Bloom. Just drop him a line at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com. All correspondence for the show should be sent to TMOS, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And remember, our official eVoice hotline is open now at 1-800-440-8167. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying Happy New Year. Here's to a great 2014, and we'll see you on the bonus show, which comes up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.